Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, January the 18th, 2024, 17 minutes past the hour, and hey, I believe we are above 20 degrees this morning. Can you imagine that? And apparently, now see, this was one of those situations again. We had a very cold day yesterday. I believe with the winds, it was colder yesterday than it had been all week, and it's been a cold week. But everybody was worried that today was going to be the day of the snow. And I kept hearing yesterday 1 to 3 inches, 2 to 4 inches, all of these sort of things. And you know, it turned out to be nothing really today. And I looked at the weather forecast, and this is what I kept saying yesterday. I looked at the weather forecast, and I did not see any snow in the forecast for today, and it doesn't look like there's going to be any. It's going to be about 20 degrees all day, which is warm considering how it has been the whole week since Sunday. Now, there might be some snow overnight tonight, but it's looking to be like 1 to 3 inches, which is really nothing. We probably had 1 to 3 inches on Monday night, which certainly didn't stop anything. So here we are, and I don't think it's really going to be all that bad. Now, just as soon as I say that, tomorrow morning it'll be bad, but that's the way it goes. You know what I want to know? Why does snow always come overnight? Now, that's not a 100% rule, but for example, now, Monday night, there was no snow. You wake up Tuesday morning, there's snow. Tonight, there'll be no snow when you go to bed. You'll wake up tomorrow morning, there'll be some snow, 1 to 3 inches. Why does snow always happen at night? Why does it never happen during the day? Why don't we get big snowstorms at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Why always at night, overnight? Does anybody know that? That has always been a weird thing to me. Now again, it's not always the case, but 99% of the time, these snowstorms happen overnight, and that's what causes all the problems for the morning commute, kids going to school, people going to work, because the snow is fresh on the grounds, and the snow plows have not had a chance to clear them. You know, if these storms of 1 to 3 inches happened at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the roads would be clear and everything would be ready to go the next morning. Why do they always happen overnight? Is there some kind of reason that happens 90% of the time? And again, I'm not saying it happens every time, but it always seems to happen overnight. Is there a reason? Does anybody have any logic behind that? 740-751-4038. And I'll tell you, with how cold it was yesterday, the grocery stores were very busy. Now, no schools were in session yesterday. It was bitterly cold with the wind, and yet people were out shopping. Now, I thought it must be that people heard there was going to be snow today. People had to run out and get their bread and milk, and that's what was driving it. But if you got your bread and milk yesterday, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to need it today. You maybe will need it tomorrow, but with 1 to 3 inches, it doesn't sound that way. 20 degrees right now, 20 on the mark, 20 degrees and cloudy this morning here in the Marion area. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a good explanation as to why snowstorms tend to happen overnight 90% of the time? Is that a Midwest thing, or is it that way everywhere? I don't understand it, but that's the way it goes, and here we go, shuffling on down the road another day here on the program. Well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about here this morning. We've talked about the weather. You always love to talk about the weather. Everybody loves to talk about the weather. But I'll tell you something. This groundhog event, our big groundhog event, is turning into quite an event. And I can add some things now. We're 2 weeks and 1 day away from the big groundhog event on Friday, February the 2nd. Now, let's go back and talk about how this all started out. And then we'll come back here and talk about some of the things that have been added to this, because it's really becoming a groundhog extravaganza at this particular point. 2 years ago, just kind of for fun, Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, brought in a groundhog pizza. Now, again, it's not really groundhog pizza, but that's what we call it. And we just had fun eating groundhog pizza on Groundhog Day. Now, I believe that was 2022. Now, last year, we decided to expand it a little bit, thanks to James Anderson, and we added Warren Groundhog Harding. And we decided to put somebody in that suit. The identity of that person would not be known. They would come in on Groundhog Morning. They would take a piece of the groundhog pizza, and whichever piece they picked would be the weather prediction. Under half the pieces of the pizza, it would say 6 more weeks of winter. Under half the pieces of the pizza, it would say early spring. And that would be fun, and people could guess the identity of the groundhog. And the identity of the groundhog last year ended up being James Anderson. And we had a lot of fun with that. Mary Ellen Withrow came in, and she signed the prediction into fact, and it was fun. We had a good time with it. Okay, now here we are this year, getting ready for another Groundhog Day. It'll be Friday, February the 2nd, starting at 8:15 a.m. And all that's going on. I saw Mary Ellen last night. She's going to be there signing the prediction into fact. We're going to do the groundhog pizza. Bob called in yesterday morning. We've got that going on. There's a good chance we will have a plaque to give away that morning, as we did last year, to the person who guesses the correct identity of the groundhog. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. But now it has taken on a little bit of a life of itself. Now, I had said that the groundhog may be arriving that morning in a special way. Now, I still can't announce that, but there's a good chance it's going to happen. Hopefully, I will know more by tomorrow or tomorrow night about this, and I can make the announcement of who's going to bring the groundhog. But it's looking pretty good at this particular point. Number two, now I can say on Groundhog Day morning, we're going to have live entertainment. Our good friend, recording artist Chad Clark, who has over 30 million hits on Spotify, has a CD, has performed in Nashville. His music has been heard in 98 countries. Now, did you hear that? 98 countries will be performing live on Groundhog Morning. Not just Warren Groundhog now. We're going to have live musical performances. Not to mention, our entire staff, for the most part, will be there. Linda Sims will be there. Carrington will be there. Matt will be there. Sean will be there. I believe Terry will be there. Pastor Craig will be there. I believe the whole gang will be there that morning. And Adam will be doing our website to make sure all the shows get up right away. So really, it'll be a great team effort that morning from WGH Talk. So we've got all that going on. And it's still building with 2 weeks and 1 day to go. And we've had a lot of guesses so far as to who people believe the groundhog is. Now, we've had two people guess that it's Carrington. We've had two people guess that it's Matt. We've had two people guess that it's Mary Ellen. We've had one person guess that it's Sean. We had one person guess that it's former Mayor Schertzer. And we're still taking guesses as to who the groundhog is. And I can also say this, I can't confirm this yet, but the prize might not only be a plaque. We might have a pretty interesting prize. Let me just put it that way. Something fun. Something that will be free, and something that will be entertaining to add to the kitty of the prize giveaway. And also we'll have some kind of food item to give away yet. We haven't decided what that's going to be, but we will as time goes on. So that's going to be going on that morning. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know, by the time we get to Groundhog Day, how big this thing's going to be, but it's turning into something. And at this point, I'm wondering if we can even do it at the studio. Because here's the thing, and this is what I want to talk to you, my audience, about this morning. Would you like to witness this event? If we did this in a public place, because there are a few places that would like to have us, if we did this in public, would you come out that morning to see it? Now that we've got Chad Clark performing, we've got the person in the groundhog suit who will be unveiling themselves, the whole gang from WGH will be there, and who knows what else will be happening, a special delivery for the groundhog being delivered in a special way. Would you like to witness this? Is this something that you would come out of your home on February 2nd and come to from 8:15 until 11 a.m. on a Friday morning? Now, if it is, I'll look in to moving this to a bigger venue, because certainly we could not do it in a studio at this particular point. So, is this something you would like to see in a public place? Because we have the ability to do things from public places. We did the remote from the Historical Society back in July. We've been to the Bratwurst Festival. We've been to the Marion County Fair. We do have the ability to do that. Is this thing something you would like to see in public? Would you come to see it? That's the point. If you wouldn't come to see it, it's no big issue. We'll still do it at the studio. We're still going to have a lot of fun with it. But we're starting to call it Groundhog Extravaganza at this point, now that we've got live music that morning. Should be very, very, very entertaining. Telephone number, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I do want to make mention again that Buckeye Chuck also will be going on that morning. We talked about that yesterday. From 7 until 8. So you can still go to Buckeye Chuck and partake in all the fun that is and still make it to our event at 8:15. So these events have no overlap. And as we learned yesterday, we heard from PETA, they're still a little ticked about using a live groundhog, but there will be a live groundhog at Buckeye Chuck. It's just that the people will not be handling the groundhog. So there's all that for this particular day. Also, do you have any suggestions to add to Groundhog Day? Now we've got the live music. Now we've got the person in the groundhog costume. Now we've got good giveaways. We've possibly got somebody delivering the groundhog in a special way. We've got Mary Ellen there to sign the prediction into fact. We've got all of us there having a good time and eating groundhog pizza. We've got the whole thing coming down on Groundhog Day morning, February the 2nd, 8:15 until 11 a.m. Now, is there something you would like to see added to this? Do you have any ideas? Or would you come to see this thing if we did it in public? Because now I kind of think of it like the fruitcake toss. Is this something people would like to see? Because obviously the groundhog's visual. And who knows? Maybe people like to come out to things on Groundhog Morning. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We'll make the final decision on that probably about a week before Groundhog Day, I would say. Probably by next Friday. I think next Friday's a week out. But that's where we stand on January the 18th. 740-751-4038. Do you have any thoughts on this? And again, as we've said all week, do you want to venture a guess as to who Warren Groundhog Harding will be? The guesses so far, Mary Ellen Withrow, Sean, Mayor Schertzer, Carrington, and Matt. Those are the guesses we have so far. 740-751-4038. If you have any guesses or anything you'd like to add to this conversation, give me a buzz. Or If you know why snow storms tend to come overnight, I would also like to know the answer to that particular question as well. Okay. Well, tomorrow's Friday. Big day here at the station. We have a lot going on Fridays. I'll kick the morning off tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. Then we'll have Matt Morgan's new show, 10:15 to 11 a.m. Pastor Craig, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. Exchange Club, Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself, 12:15 to 1. Study His Word with Pastor Craig, 1:15 until 2. And then Carrington, Matt, and I tomorrow night, 8:15 until 10. And what fun we will have. As a matter of fact, last night, we got together at the studio and taped some of our television programs, which will be available on YouTube probably tomorrow or Saturday. And boy, did we have a lot of fun. We got, of course, Carrington and Matt were there, as they are each and every Wednesday. But we also got together Mary Ellen Withrow and Chad Clark. And Chad performed some of his songs, which is always great. We like to hear Chad's music. I mean, he's a very accomplished guy at this point. His music heard in 98 countries and over 30 million people listening to it on Spotify, on the internet. He's performed in Nashville. So it's great to have him. He'll also have a show at the Palace, by the way, coming up in April, which we'll talk about as we get closer to that. So he performed some songs last night. Mary Ellen was there talking about what's going on in city government and what's going on with her in general. So we just had a great time last night all getting together. You know, it's a funny thing. When you get together to do these tapings with people you know, it's more fun. It's more like getting together with friends. It's really not like work. Work happens. You do a show. But it's really more just fun. Everybody kind of talks about what's going on in their life. You kid around with each other. You laugh. You have a good time. It's just fun. So that was fun last night. So maybe that's why I'm a little bleary-eyed this morning. But from being up late last night, participating in all that. But we had a great time. And boy, when we came out of the studio last night, it was almost 10 o'clock, and it wasn't that cold. You know, as cold as it had been yesterday, last night at about 10 o'clock, it really was not that bad at all. It's really not that bad this morning. You know, it's something to say that 20 degrees is not that bad. But where we've been the last few days, I would have to say that 20 degrees is not that bad. All right. It was fun. You'll get to watch them on YouTube, but it was entertaining. It was fun. And that was just the right group of people because, you know, Mary Ellen always has a good time. And she came out in that weather last night, and it was just great. Chad was performing his music. And if you like country music, Chad has got a few songs. He's got one song called Deep Hollow Road. Boy, I hope I'm getting that right. I believe it's called Deep Hollow Road. And it is such a good song, and he performed it live in the studio. That was great. And Carrington and Matt, we had so much fun kind of needling each other last night and talking about some very interesting subjects. That, you know, that's one of the fun things. And I think somebody called in earlier this week and talked about Matt's new show and how he's coming along so well and how Carrington's coming along so well. One of the great things about that particular show is that we can talk about anything. Anything. And trust me, we do. If you would have been there last night for the hour that we did, it was... Boy, I'll tell you, we went right around what do they call that? Right around the barn, right around the bush. We talked about minuscule things, and we talked about very serious things. And to be there in that particular group is just a lot of fun. So it was great, great time last night. Really enjoyed it. And there was somebody who was supposed to come last night, I will say that, but got busy with doing other things. But we're going to work this person back in sometime soon, because they've been on once before with us, and it was fun. So we want to work that person back in, because they're fun, and it's always a good time when they're there as well. So we'll leave that where it is. It really was fun. I And, you know, again, for some reason, people seem to doubt when I say that these things are fun. Now, I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because I don't know. They feel I'm promoting something. I really don't know. But no, it's really fun. I like the new studio. I like where we are now. It's very comfortable. The sound is better. I feel totally comfortable with these people. It really is like getting together with friends. I don't think of it as work at all. So it is fun. And like I say, again, no slight on anybody in the past. It's just this group works very well. They like to talk. They don't. Matter of fact, I'll tell you something. I'll give you a little preview of something that happened last night. We were getting into a pretty heated discussion about something. And I was looking at Matt because we all sit around a table. So the discussion was getting heated about something, and I was looking at Matt, not paying attention to Carrington at all. She was, I'll tell you, we've got one of our longtime listeners this morning who is out there really laying them in this morning. She must be feeling her oats this morning. She must have come out of the deep freeze now that it's 20 degrees. But, oh, hey, that rhymed. She came out of the deep freeze because it's 20 degrees. But anyway, I'm looking at Matt and not paying attention to Carrington at all because I'm paying attention to Matt getting very passionate about the issue he's talking about. And I was just turning back to look at Carrington to get her opinion on it, and she jumped. She has a lot of energy. She jumped out of her seat almost because she was so excited to get this in when Matt stopped talking that I jumped. Because I didn't expect, she's sitting right next to me, I didn't expect her to jump so high. I jumped, and it was hilarious, because I thought, whoa. And that's passion, and you didn't get that out of some of the people in the past. Not that they weren't good people, not that I didn't enjoy having them there, but they were just showing up, and they showed up and did what they did. This is a fun group. It's animated. They want to talk. They like to argue. It's fun. So that's why it works well. And I think that's why Friday mornings work well, because Pastor Craig does that as well. And Matt and Pastor Craig have that same thing going on. And it's great. If we all agreed, it wouldn't be that entertaining. And it's a genuine disagreement. So there you go. Somebody's telling me their ears bleed at a certain point. Now, it has nothing to do with any of us that I'm talking about right now, but ears bleeding must be very uncomfortable. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I'm going to tell you, well, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you this. There's a story that happened last night that I cannot tell you until, at least 2.5 weeks from now. In 2.5 weeks, somebody remind me to tell a story that happened last night. I can't tell it now because it will not make any sense. But in 2.5 weeks, like the first week of February, I will tell. Oh, Lord, I'm getting some messages. It's like the good old days this morning. First week of February, remind me to tell the story about the thing that I can't talk about right now, but I can tell you the first week of February. It's very funny. And it happened last night. Oh, and we had Mary Ellen and Chad on last night together, and they had never been together before. So Chad's performing his music. Now, here's something I want to ask you. Now, so I'm hosting the show, and Mary Ellen's on the show as a guest, and then here comes Chad Clark, and Chad's performing live music in the studio. Now, when Chad is performing, the camera is still on Mary Ellen and I. Now, what do you do when somebody's performing and the camera is still on you? Because you don't want to do anything or say anything that's going to take people's attention off the person performing. So what do you do? It's a very unique position to be in. Does anybody know? When somebody's performing in a video, what do you do if you know you're still in the camera shot? You know, Mary Ellen and I had this problem last night. And Mary Ellen was a good fan of Chad's music. She said she felt he was very good last night. So that's all good. 740-751-4038. What do you do if somebody's performing live and you're still in the camera shot? You know, I just got a message here, and I'm not even really sure what that means. I can't say it on the air, but I'm not even really sure what it means. But I don't even know. I'm not sure what that means. So there you go. All right. Guesses for the groundhog. Why does it always snow overnight 90% of the time? And is there anything that needs to be added to the Groundhog Extravaganza? Now we've got live music. How about that? Chad Clark performing live, Groundhog Morning. What more could you ask for at this particular point? Groundhogs, live music, the whole WGH crew, Mary Ellen Withrow. It's gonna be a spectacle, to be sure. Okay, I got to bring this up. I was going to bring it up yesterday, and we didn't get to it. But, the other day, now how many of you are into kind of the new age, is it called holistic medicine, where you don't really use medicine, you kind of use other things? And I'm not even sure if this is holistic medicine. But I was having a conversation. I don't even know how this came up, to be honest. But I was having a conversation Tuesday, I think it was, with somebody. And they said that they took cold showers. And I thought that was kind of odd because most people don't like a cold shower. And I said, why do you take a cold shower? Why do you do that? And I guess the reasoning is, apparently it resets your body. Freezing cold water resets your body for some reason. And the person suggested that I do this. Now, apparently, here's what you do. You don't just take a cold shower. You get in the shower like you normally would, and you have your normal shower with warm water, you know, your soap and all that. But when the shower is over, before you get out, you turn the shower to cold. And then when it's cold, you slide in, and apparently it resets your body. You let it run down the front of you, you let it run down your back, and apparently this does something for you medically. Now, I don't think that this is a good idea. I'm not endorsing this, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's why. Because I feel this idea is fraught with injury. Here's what I think would happen. Because cold water hitting you, especially on mornings when it's 0 degrees, that can be shocking. Especially if you've been under warm water. Now, here's what I think would happen. You've been in the shower. You're having a nice warm shower to start your morning. You step back out of the warm shower. And then you have this cold water running, and you walk into it, and the shower floor is already wet because, you know, you've been in the shower. There's soap and there's water, soapy water, on the bathroom floor. So you walk into the cold water. It shocks you. It stuns you. And then you slip and fall on the soapy water, break an arm, break a hip, break a back. God knows what would happen. I don't think this is a good thing. I understand that apparently I'm not really sure why there's... Here's what it's supposed to do for you. It improves circulation, boosts immunity, helps with inflammation, helps with depression release of endorphins. See, look at all that can do. Cold water. Cold water can do all of that. It improves circulation, boosts immunity, helps with inflammation, and helps with depression. So there you go. Now, that's a lot of stuff for just cold water, don't you think? And then there's this whole other thing with castor oil that I really don't understand. You know, castor oil was one of those things that years ago everybody used to use for, you know, if you had a cold, use some castor oil. That was kind of the idea. But, I don't feel that keeping a bottle of castor oil at home and putting it on somewhere is going to do something for my health. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll just drop dead soon because I'm not doing these things. But maybe. I don't know. And I also learned, the things you learn in life, and I pass them along to you, the listening audience, because I feel that we're friends here. Every morning. You know, you don't drink the castor oil. I want to make sure to say that. You don't drink it. You put it on your body somewhere. Now, here's where I'm driving with this. Apparently, where you put it is on your belly button. Now, I did not realize. Now, it was explained to me. Now, think about this. Your belly button is the... I'm trying to remember how this was said to me the other night. But the life-giving part of your body is your belly button. Did you know this? I didn't know this till the other night. I had no idea. And apparently that's why you put the castor oil on your belly button. And apparently this cold water bath or cold water shower releases endorphins. Now, aren't there other ways to release endorphins? I mean, aren't there other things you could do in life that would be less evasive than you're jumping in cold water? And apparently you can rub the castor oil any place you have aches and pains. I guess if you have a headache, you can put it right on your forehead. I don't know. I'm not trying to make fun of any of this, because whatever people do and it makes them feel better, and who knows what it does. But, good for them. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Does anybody have any of these old... I kind of call this like an old home remedy type of thing, because clearly this is not medicine. And I think if you went to your doctor or your pharmacist and you said castor oil and jump in a cold bath and all that, I'm not sure that they would okay this. You know, I'm going to do a show on this sometime with Matt and Carrington, because, you know, they're Gen Z. It's a whole different thing with them. But do you think these are good ideas? 740-751-4038. I just don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe that person that messaged you could use the castor oil for their bleeding ears.
They're bleeding ear? Uh-oh. I missed that. I couldn't hear that. For some reason, there was a feedback in the headphone. Did anybody hear? That person who's using the castor oil could use it for their bleeding ear? Was that what I heard? Boy, I'll tell you, it's getting bad when I can't understand the calls anymore. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I don't think it was the caller's problem there. It's just something kind of blew up in the background there, and I couldn't hear what the last part of that was. What? I didn't hear that. Did anybody else hear that? Help me out here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bleeding ear. Because I said there were some bleeding ears this morning. Okay. I got it. Yeah, they can use the castor oil for their bleeding ear. I got it. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, Scott. I think we got disconnected. I said maybe that person that messaged you could use the castor oil for their bleeding ear.
Oh, bleeding ear. Yeah, something happened. We got disconnected right there at the end, and I lost the last part of it.
Anyway, who said you don't drink castor oil? Because not that I did, but them old hillbillies tried to get me to drink it when I was pregnant to put me into labor, but I said, honey, this child will come when they get good and ready.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to drink castor oil. I think that's
Them Hilligans tried to get me to drink it, but I said, no, miss me with that.
Well, I don't want to encourage it, but how do you feel about putting it on your belly button or your aches and pains or jumping in a cold shower? What do you make of all this?
I mean, if you, who am I to poo-poo somebody else's idea? If you like it, I love it. It ain't for me, though. I worked with a dude at Whirlpool who he swears that he was able to cure his skin cancer that he got on top of his old bald head with a bag balm. Do you know what bag balm is?
No, what's bag balm?
Okay, so I think, and I'm not 100% sure because I'm a city slicker, but I think it's like a bag is like udders, like, you know, on a cow. I think it's what, like, it would be like you put chapstick on your lips, but only like you put bag balm on a cow's udders, like if you're a farmer. If I get chapped or something, I think that's what it is. But a lot of folks use it for, like, a holistic type approach. And this dude said he put that on his little spot every day, and that's what cured it. He swore by bag balm.
This man put cow udders on his head?
Okay, now did I say cow udders? I said bag balm. Bag balm. It looks like Vaseline, and it comes in a little green tin. He put, which is supposed to be used, I think, somebody can call in and correct me if I'm wrong, on cow udders, like when they get chapped. But he put that on his skin cancer, and every, like, religiously, and he swears that that's what cured his skin cancer, that bag balm.
Well, you know, but here's what I think on this, and like I say, I don't want to poo-poo anything anybody does. If they want to do it, that's fine. I wouldn't recommend drinking castor oil, because I don't think putting anything in your body like that's a good idea. But, you know, if you want to jump in a cold shower, that's fine. If you want to put bag balm on your head, that's fine. If you want to put castor oil on your belly button, that's fine. But here is what I think this is really all about, and it's just my opinion. I think that we are a society that has illnesses, and I think we are a society that sometimes that's a little more depressed than maybe we would like to be. And I think we will take anything that works because a lot of people don't like to go to the pharmaceuticals right away. So,
well, who's going to afford it?
Well, but I also think, you know what? There was somebody, and I hate to say this, but there was somebody who I know had been told they were bipolar, they were depressive, and I could see it in them. I mean, there was no doubt about it, but they would not take the pharmaceuticals, not because of money. They wouldn't take the pharmaceuticals because they were afraid they'd gain weight. And I thought, well, come on. And
I've heard of a lot of people don't want to take birth control for that reason.
Right. So herein lies the problem. So I guess if you believe you can go to castor oil or jump in a cold shower to cure your depression, maybe you'll do it. And, you know, that's sad to me. And I don't like to get on my favorite, but I do want to ask you about the groundhog here in a second. I don't want to get on my favorite subject about this, but I do believe that's the panacea in relationships because Matt and Carrington.
Hold on now. What was that word you tried to slip in there?
Oh, panacea?
I've never heard that. Now, what's that mean?
It's fake. It's you feel a certain
like
way.
Like a facade?
Yeah, it's basically, I like if I were to give you a pill that really had nothing in it, but I said it cured depression, because you believe it cured depression, it would cure
it. Oh, like a placebo.
Placebo, yeah, a panacea.
And you're calling this a panacea?
I'm calling it a panacea because it's more about mood than me actually giving you a placebo. It's not something physical that I'm giving you. It's just, mood. So here's what, and this is why I believe relationships are panaceas for a lot of people, because they're depressed, they're unhappy, whatever's going on in their life, whether it's financial or they just don't like being alone, whatever that problem is, somebody walks into their life and fills that hole, and yes, they do feel happy. They all of a sudden, their depression's gone because their problems are gone, but that really is a panacea because they have not dealt with the problem. The depression hasn't gone away. You've just got some endorphins, like a cold shower, being released into your blood system because these problems are being dealt with. But eventually, down the road, your depression's going to creep back in because that's an illness, and you're not going to get away from it by trying to cure it that way. You can't rely on other people to cure your problems. So
you think that if you're depressed, jumping in like a cold lake or something ain't going to help you.
No, I think it's a panacea. I think it, for a moment, it's going to get your mind off everything else because it's freezing.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
I got baptized outside, and it was 35 degrees the day I got baptized outside. Woo!
Yeah, and I think it'll wow, boy, oh boy.
Oh, I felt like I couldn't breathe for a second.
Yeah. So there's that, but I think as time goes on, it's not going to cure the problem like maybe a pharmaceutical or going to some kind of therapy regularly would. So that's the difference.
But, yeah, I've seen on YouTube where they take those ice baths and, the ice bucket challenge, and they do all the ice. You said it can release endorphins. Well, my endorphins could just stay put.
To me, I'm going to try it one morning because I told this person I would.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what? Stepping into a cold shower, I can do that. I mean, I don't have to go anywhere to do it. We'll give it a shot. But the groundhog, how about the extravaganza this is becoming?
Well, can I just ask you real quick? So if you slip and fall and end up in a full body cast, can I sign it?
Yeah, that's right. You can. And I feel horrible, by the way. I thought about this yesterday. When you called in and asked if you could sit around me at city council, I felt like I had said something bad yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's like I thought we were friends, but I guess that was a panacea.
No. What I was saying was...
Hey, hold on. I got to go pay some bills, but I'll be tuning in.
Keep listening. Yeah, no, what I was saying, if you didn't listen yesterday, Sarah had called in, said she was going to go to city council again on Monday because it's going to be a big meeting, and she asked if she could sit with me and whoever else is there. I'm sure there will be people from the station there. I didn't say no, but I said, she was, because she'd had some issues where she sat last time with somebody having some bowel issues, and I said, what I meant was maybe you wouldn't want to sit with me because we end up in the front row somehow. So that's all I was trying to say. If you want to sit around me, who cares? It's public seating. It doesn't matter to me. But that's what I meant. And I think somehow because of a commercial coming up or a break, it did not get conveyed that way. So yes, Sarah, you can sit around where I am, but it'll probably be close to the front row because we like to hear everything that's going on in these meetings. All right. Does anybody know who's giving me all this advice, by the way? Do you have any, this is like a groundhog guess. Does anybody have any idea who's giving me this advice? Take a cold bath, cold shower, castor oil your belly button all up, put it on aches and pains. Who would you think would be giving advice like that? Does anybody have any idea? Think about it. We're going to take the break here in about 20 seconds. But again, Groundhog Extravaganza, Who's the Groundhog? Chad Clark will be performing live. It's going to be a spectacle, an event you won't want to miss, to be sure, February 2nd. Back in 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too magic.